President Bush came out of the Republican convention this week with a big bounce. A new poll from Time magazine gives him a double-digit lead over Democrat John Kerry. The poll was conducted even before President Bush addressed the convention. 52% of those questioned said they support Bush, while 41% favored Kerry. For a look at the impact of the convention and where the campaign may be heading, we turn now to Philip Gurevich, staff writer for The New Yorker magazine. Thanks for joining us.
Nice to talk to you.
So President Bush and the Republicans pretty generally are seen to have put on a good performance. What chords do you think they hit?
It seemed to me that the dominant theme of the Republican convention was September 11th as the sort of legitimation, justification for the Bush presidency and all that's come since. In many ways, the Kerry Democrat convention was criticized for being too single-mindedly focused on his service in Vietnam. And I think in the case of the Bush administration, there was again a single focus. There were a number of occasions where New York itself was invoked. September 11th was really talked about as a character almost as often as Bush. Strikingly, at the convention, the name Osama bin Laden, I think, was spoken only once, perhaps. Iraq got put in the place of Osama bin Laden. And so there was a kind of equation of September 11th with the Iraq war and an idea that everything that's come since is all of a piece, and that this is the president who has somehow created a war presidency that the party rallied around and supported.
Let's turn to John Kerry now. Congressman Charles Rangel of New York this week expressed frustration that Kerry was in Nantucket windsurfing during part of this convention. Where does Kerry look to stand right now?
Well, the criticism of a candidate for not campaigning against the people who are having the convention, that's kind of a tradition. You sort of allow the other party a few days to dominate with their show. On the other hand, John Kerry was very much put on the ropes during August, and his post-convention bounce, such as it was largely erased by the Bush associates and the Swift Boat veterans running these completely false advertisements that did him a lot of harm and that created a series of false debates that dominated the news.
Attacking his record in Vietnam.
About his service in Vietnam, questioning whether his service was actually legitimate, and they were very damaging. And so Kerry has in some ways been on the defensive, and he has been unable, I'm afraid, to describe a position on Iraq so that there isn't a debate that's going on right now. We are in a place now where the defining event, both campaigns would in many ways say, is the war on terror and the war in Iraq. To the Bush administration, they make it one event. They say the war in Iraq is part of the war on terror. The Kerry camp has sought to separate those two things, say that the war in Iraq was an elective war that's distracted the country from its fight against the terrorists. But they haven't somehow made that the story. That is not something that they've succeeded in making dominate the news, and that being the debate that's had. Here are two different approaches to America's predominant concern in the world, how to present itself to the world and how to pursue its national security.
Some are even suggesting that Kerry needs another shakeup in his campaign.
John Kerry and the John Kerry campaign release a daily barrage of statements, both in his campaign appearances and by email to reporters and through other documents and so forth, which tend not somehow to make news. He speaks about many of these things. He answers the president's claims one after the other. He presents charts. He presents plans. Somehow he has failed to bring all that together in such a way that people know exactly what it stands for and that he dominates the story. He continues to be more defined, or as much defined by the president as by himself, and he needs to overcome that deficit. And it's a tough thing for any challenger, and it's tougher when you have an extremely tight, extremely tough administration that can dominate the news by making news and that has had a chance. I mean, I don't think there are many Americans who like George Bush, much less those who dislike George Bush, who would say, I don't know this guy. I'm not quite sure what he's about. That's not George Bush's problem. That's John Kerry's problem. And he's got to get to a better sense of people feeling, I may not know him as well as I know the president after 4 years, but I know him well enough to take a chance with my vote on him with some confidence.
Philip Gurevich is a staff writer for The New Yorker magazine. Thanks so much.
Thank you.